Lifebuoy Health Soap presents Big Town.
Extra, extra, hero about the fatal chain. Tonight's Big Town story brought to you by Lifebuoy Health Soap. Used in the homes of 40 million Americans. Extra, extra.
Lifebuoy Health Soap presents Big Town, the headline stories of a great city dramatically reported by Steve Wilson, fighting managing editor whose creed, as with all great newsmen, is emblazoned on the masthead of the Illustrated Press.
The power and the freedom of the press is a flaming sword. That it may be a faithful servant of all the people, use it justly, hold it high, guard it well.
Now to Big Town and Steve Wilson's headline story of The Fatal Chain. This is the ironic story of a piece of chain that linked the living to the dead. And it began at the entrance to a bank in the business section of Big Town. Began as the cashier of a large manufacturing company left the bank with a satchel containing the weekly payroll, chained to his wrist and to the wrist of an armed guard.
Wait a minute, guard. Let me make sure the lock on this satchel is set.
Come on, why worry? It's only a block to the plant.
Because I'm responsible for this payroll.
Okay, quit worrying. I'm handcuffed to this dough bag, same as you. And I got a gun to handle anybody with any ideas of taking it away from us.
Yes. By the way, what happened to the regular man your agency always sends over to guard me in this payroll?
Him? Oh, he's off today. He's sick. Come on, let's go.
All right. This trip always makes me nervous.
Sit right up and watch this positively amazing demonstration of the wonder of this age. This magic opener, this wonder worker, this lightning opener of articles of every sort. All right, now step up close, observe closely.
Them sidewalk guys sure work hard to separate the suckers from their dough, huh?
Yeah, they do. But let's get to the plant and watch that alley just ahead.
I come.
I've always felt if I ever got held up, they'd wait in that alley.
Yeah, that'd be a good spot. Come on, let's see how it'll work.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Come on, shut up or I'll blast you. Down the alley of that car.
What is this? You're not an agency guard. How did you get a badge and credentials?
I took them off the dope you was expecting. Come on, in the alley.
No.
My pals are waiting in that car.
No, you won't.
No, you dope.
Let's see. Why did you have to plug it?
He grabbed at my gun.
All right, get him in the heap. Stell's driving. Let's get out of here.
Steve, you got a minute?
All waiting for you, Lala. I come in and close the door on those infernal teletypes.
Inevitable sign of exasperation. What has not been done, which should have been done, as Harry the Hack would say.
I've been talking to Callahan of Homicide. The mayor and the police commissioner have him on the grill over that payroll job this morning.
Oh, poor Callahan. Overworked and understaffed, and they expect miracles in 8 hours.
Did you get anything new at the bank, the factory, or at headquarters?
No, nothing that leads anywhere, Steve.
What about the regular payroll guard? Is there any chance he was linked to that robbery?
Not a chance, Steve. His record is 100 A+, and he's in the hospital with concussion after the fight he put up to keep his badge and credentials.
Yes. What about the cashier?
No dice, Steve. Like Caesar's wife, above reproach. And he left some of his blood in that alley before they got him in the getaway car.
How about the car? Stolen?
Mm-hmm. Abandoned near Water Street. No fingerprints.
Mm-hmm.
But, Steve, I've got a hunch a woman was driving that car.
Oh? How come, Lola?
There was fresh face powder on the floor mat under the wheel. I think she got nervous waiting for the payoff and dropped her compact while powdering her nose.
I'll buy that, but it doesn't help much. Any new witnesses?
None who could add anything to the description of the phony guard handcuffed to the cashier in the payroll satchel. Just a big, hard-looking guy.
Yes, Big Town is full of them.
Well, how about your underworld listening post, Steve? Any likely bank or payroll artists on the lam from their usual hangouts?
I've contacted several other things so far.
You know, it might be an out-of-town mob.
No, I don't think so, Lorelei. They knew their way around.
Private wire, Steve.
Yes, this might be something. Hello, Steve Wilson, Illustrated Press.
Mr. Wilson, this is that too perfect purveyor of paraphernalia, the handy-dandy dispenser of doodads, the one and only Barky the Mop.
Hello, Barky. Haven't they run you in for selling those phony static eliminators?
I've discontinued
continued that line, Mr. Wilson. The maker of that little item was a fraud. After exhaustive tests, I found it inferior to my expectation and that of my customers.
Well, what are you hawking now, Barky?
Oh, a handy little dandy, Mr. Wilson. A magic can opener that'll open anything. I will even venture to say it will open a bank vault or a payroll satchel.
Payroll satchel?
Positively, Mr. Wilson. And I have a super deluxe model available only to you at a rock bottom price in return for past favors. And if you hurry, 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 it'll be available to you for the asking absolutely free.
Thanks. Where are you, Barky?
In exactly 15 minutes, a quarter of an hour, I will set up for business on the northwest corner of 5th and South. Now hurry if you want one of my magic mystery openers with complete instruction inside the box. So hurry, hurry, hurry.
Thanks, Barky. I'll pick it up in 15 minutes.
You got a lead, Steve?
Yes, Lana, I get your alleged hat. We're going to buy a magic can opener that may break this case.
Thus, Steve Wilson, through one of his tipsters on the fringe of the so-called underworld, is given a lead promising exciting developments. Doctors have proved it. Lifebuoy Health Soap in your daily bath gets skin cleaner than any other leading soap can.
Did you say cleaner?
That's right. Here's what the doctors now know. After comparing the effects of daily baths with different soaps, they made this amazing statement.
Actually, you are cleaner, safer from B.O. when you bathe daily with Lifebuoy than when you bathe with any other leading soap.
How does Lifebuoy do it?
Well, here's the secret. Lifebuoy does more than just remove the grime and perspiration you can see. Lifebuoy is more effective than any other leading soap in removing the invisible dirt that may form a foothold for B.O. Lifebuoy gets you even cleaner than the eye can see.
Cleaner than the eye can see.
Yes, after 820 scientific tests, doctors say that Lifebuoy's purifying ingredient makes the difference. And this same purifying ingredient actually makes Lifebuoy milder. Safe even for a baby's tender skin. So enjoy a Lifebuoy bath every day. You love the creamy rich lather, the wonderful mildness. Get Lifebuoy tomorrow. Now, back to Big Town and to Steve Wilson of the Illustrated Press as he moves in to crack the riddle of tonight's headline story of The Fatal Train. Following up a tip on a sensational payroll robbery phoned in by one of his many underworld listening posts, Steve and Lorelei Kilborn, one of his ace crime reporters, are on the way to a street corner rendezvous in the car of Harry the Loquacious Hacky.
Say, boy.
Say it, Harry, but get us to the corner of 5th and West as quickly as the law allows.
Oh, we are practically there, Mr. Wilson. And whilst while I am wondering if this may not be one of those contingencies of which me and my upholstered monkey wrench may not be of assistance.
Thanks, Harry, but we're just meeting a tipster who may have a lead on the goons who pulled that payroll robbery this morning.
Whom is indulging in the precarious preoccupation of squealing on a group of characters who have already bumped off one guy to get 50 grand in extremely expendable lettuce?
The one and only Barky the Bark, Harry.
Holy moly, Mr. Kilburn, that pitch is sure taking a chance.
He's playing it cagey, Harry. He's making a pitch and selling me a can opener with the tip inside the box.
Even so, boss, how come he is taking such a chance squawking on the rub-out boys?
Well, I helped him out of a jam once, Harry. He's not doing it for a reward.
Fifth and West coming up, boss. You want for me to pull up right at the northwest corner?
Oh, stop short of the corner, Harry.
Well, there's Barky, Steve. He's got his stand set up, and he started his pitch.
Ah, good. And he's rounded up enough of a crowd to cover our little transaction without exciting suspicion.
You want me to come along and buy a can opener, Steve?
No, Lyle. I stay in the hack with Harry and keep out of sight. I'll go join the suckers and buy one as soon as Barky winds up his trip.
I'm about to demonstrate this here miracle of inventive ingenuity, this masterpiece of mechanical magic, this housekeeper's handy little helper. Oh, step right up, sir. You're just in time to witness the wizardry of an absolutely new and sensational way of opening cans. All kinds of cans. Observe closely now. A mere flick of the wrist and... Crisco, bingo, bingo, and the job is done. Now, for the surprise I promised you folks, the price of this little giant is not $5, not even $1, but $0.25. 2 bits.
I'll take one.
Ah, a considerate family man who thinks of the little woman.
Thanks. I'm a bachelor, but I can use one just the same. Here's a quarter.
Ah, thank you, sir. Thank you. And for the best results, read the instructions inside each and every box.
Well, thanks until you're better paid. I'll do that.
All right, now, who else? Step right up, folks. Come on, get your handy-dandy magic open. Another one is 24 cents. I'll pull them all over the dollar.
Did you get it, Steve?
We'll see in a moment. Wait till I get this box open.
They pass any way for us?
No, Harry. It should be here inside the box.
So there's a slip of paper. What'd you say?
I saw the stick-up and followed the pitch to the payoff, Mr. Wilson. There's three working the caper, two guys and a dame. They're holed up in the basement of 17 West.
Steve, that's in the next block toward the river.
Yes, and I think I'd better make sure they're still roosting, Laura.
Steve Wilson, you're not going to go barging in there alone.
No, I'll just scout the place while you phone Callahan.
I can phone from that drugstore right over there.
Good. Tell him the tip may be cold by now. The buzzard may have flown. But he'd better bring his homicide squad and tear gas in case he has to blast them out.
How about me, boss?
Drive into the alley, Harry, and watch the back of 17.
It'll be a pleasure.
But if they break that way before homicide gets here, don't try to stop them. Your trusty monkey wrench is no match for hot lead.
The same goes for you, Steve Wilson.
I'll be careful, Lorelei, but before there's a showdown, I want to know if that cashier who was chained to the payroll satchel and the phony guard is dead or alive. Let's go.
Come on, Rick. Never mind cutting open that satchel to get at that dope.
Why?
Something to get me loose from this dope.
Yeah, the dope for plugging him.
Well, he grabbed my gun.
Why didn't you just slug him? Now you've mixed me and Stell up in a murder if the guy dies.
Can't we get a doc for him, Rick? All I could do was stop the bleeding. He looks almost dead.
Yeah, so get something to cut this chain. I ain't gonna like being chained to no dead guy. Get this cuff over my wrist to get this chain cut, you hear?
Shut up. Hey. Now get hold, you big slob. This is your fault letting him throw the key to the cuffs away?
Oh, the dope you cased this caper. You ought to find out this guy never had no key to the cuffs on him. You'd have figured that if you'd been as smart as you think you are. You'd had a chisel of a hacksaw already here in this crummy joint.
All right, so I missed
a bet. You missed a bet.
Shut up and quit blowing your top.
Rick, we gotta do something about this cashier guy. He ain't hardly breathing. I can't feel no pulse. He looks dead.
Never mind him.
But Rick, if he dies, they'll be after us for murder. You said there wouldn't be any gun stuff. I wouldn't have drove the car if I'd known there was going to be any killing.
Cut it out, Stell. You were in for whatever had to be done, and you're going to be in for whatever's got to be done from here on.
You've got to be sure if that guy dies, they'll never lay off.
They ain't going to lay off no matter what happens. So we got to get set to travel tonight, and I mean far and fast.
We won't get no place with me chained to a dead guy. Get something. Get me loose from this guy.
Shut up, Punchy. That's what we're going to do. Stell, get out of here. Go find a hardware store and buy a hacksaw.
What about spotted pickpocket?
Nobody saw you. Nobody's got a description of you. Now get going.
All right, Rick. But see if you can't do something for that guy. I ain't never been mixed up in no murder.
Well, you're mixed up now, baby. And listen careful before you get out of here.
Oh, Rick, you're hurting my arm.
That's just a sample, baby. You try taking a powder on us and I'll find you and wring your pretty neck. Now get out of here. Get a hacksaw and get back here, but quick.
Steve, is that you?
Yes, Lorna. I'm stuck in this doorway.
Any sign of activity in the basement of number 17?
I can't tell from here. The shades are drawn, but there's a light. Did you get to Inspector Callahan?
I had to leave a message. He's on the DA's carpet, but they'll get to him as quickly as possible.
Good. If the DA would stick to prosecutions and leave Callahan alone to do his job, we'd have better results in Big Town.
Yes, and I hope this isn't a dead-end tip.
Well, Blocky wouldn't take the chance of gangland revenge to give us a bum steer on a thing like this.
And I don't think anybody will suspect Blocky gave you the tip. And I, for one...
Watch it, Lorna. I'm a lovely step up in the shadows. Someone just came out of the basement door of number 17.
Golly, Steve. It's a girl.
Yes. And we know from Blocky a girl was driving the getaway car, which confirmed your hunch about the spilled face powder.
She seems to be looking around to see if the house is being watched.
Yeah. Let's wait and see what she does.
She's coming this way.
Now, keep back in the shadows. Let her pass.
Here she comes. Golly, you could almost have reached out and grabbed her. Why didn't you, Steve?
Well, it might have upset the apple cart and given the others a chance to get away before Callahan gets here.
But what about that girl? She's heading for the avenue.
Follow her, Laurel. I see where she goes and what she does.
Okay, Steve, are you going to wait here for Callahan?
Well, this looks like the rats may be getting ready to scatter. I'm going to get into that building and find out what's happened to the cashier before Homicide closes in.
Please don't go in there alone, Steve. It's too risky. There's at least two of them, maybe more, armed.
Be careful, my lovely.
Well, at least find Harry and go in the back way.
No, now, don't worry. I'll get Harry if I need him. Now, get going. The girl is almost to the corner, Laurel. I don't lose her. She may be the key to this whole deadly setup. Now, on your way.
What's keeping that dame, Rick? Why ain't she back here with that hacksaw? What's keeping her?
Take it easy. Punchy, she ain't been gone but a couple of minutes.
Maybe she ain't coming back. She's scared of being mixed in a murder. Rick, maybe she ain't coming back.
She'll come back because she knows I'll find her and slit her throat with this shiv. If she don't.
Put away that knife, Rick. What's the big idea?
Relax, Punchy. Just going to slice this satchel open and get a look at the dough while we're waiting.
Lay off that dough, Keith, and we can divvy it up. You gotta do something. Find a hammer and chisel and cut these chains. That guy's dead. It's giving me the willies being chained to a dead guy.
Unwind, will you, Punchy? What's the diff if he's dead?
It makes plenty of diff to me.
Stay in the chair, Punchy. You ain't going anywhere. Even if I was to let you, you couldn't go nowhere unless you carried that stiff with you. I got a picture of you getting out of town carrying a dead guy. How would you make it? Take a bus?
Save the gags, Rick. It ain't funny. And I'm getting a sneaking notion that you don't care if I ever get loose from this guy or not.
What's giving you that notion, Punchy?
You ain't half tried to get me loose.
Well, that's a tough chain, Punchy. I can't cut it with this knife. Of course, if you're in a real hurry to get loose, I could maybe get that cuff off your wrist. But you might not have any hand to speak of.
Cut it out, Rick. Lay off. Quit needling me. Put away that knife and think of something to get me.
All right, just sit back and relax till Stell gets here with a hacksaw.
I got a feeling she ain't coming back. I got a real notion she ain't ever coming back.
I tell you, she'll be back. She'll be back because she wants her share of this payroll. Here, have a button, relax while I slice the satchel open and see how much we got to split.
Yeah, I'd rather have a drink.
Well, there ain't no drink. Here. Now, puff up and take it easy. Forget that guy there on the couch. Wait till I show you a handful of blonde green lettuce.
Okay. Okay, but I've got you don't palm none of it, you wisecracking slug.
I wouldn't do anything like that, Punchy. We're partners, aren't we? Made a deal and even split three ways. Of course, Stella ain't earned her share, and we could settle with her for less. A lot less.
Don't get that kind of idea with me, Rick.
You're the one that's got the idea, Punchy. I wouldn't have thought of it. But now that you put the notion in my head, it don't sound so bad. It doesn't. Hey, Punchy, look at the dough. Packs of nice, fresh dough right out of the mint. Payroll dough. Packs of ones and fives, tens, and twenties. Easy spending dough, Punchy. There must be 50 grand in this section.
Leave it there, you slut.
Oh, listen to it make sweet music, Punchy. Listen.
Cut it out. Put that dough back. Quit smacking your chops over that stuff and do something to get me loose. I tell you, that stale dame ain't coming back, Rick.
Yeah, Punchy. Maybe you're right. You're so sure of it, you're beginning to sell me. Beginning to give me an idea.
Get away from me with that knife, Rick.
Keep that rod in your shoulder holster, Punchy. You've used it once too many times today. Use it on me, you'll never get loose from that cashier.
No, I got a real notion. You don't ever mean for me to get loose. You cross up your girlfriend, Stell, why not
put
me?
Put away that gun. Don't be nuts. I was only kidding.
Well, I ain't kidding, and I got a real idea.
What's the idea? What are you going to try?
I'm going to get this chain tied across the arm of this chair. And shoot open one of the links.
I'll be a dope. It won't work.
Well, it's worth a try. What have I got to lose?
Don't fire that rod. A shot in this dump will bring the cops.
Well, then you think of a better idea. Quick.
Okay, give me that gun.
You slug. You dirty, rotten, double-crossing slug.
Shut up and sit down.
Give me back that rod.
Oh, Punchy, I'm going to give it to you right behind the ears. Okay. Take the clip out of this rod. Now, sit there and sleep that off a while. Get something to stuff that dough and get out of here. Ought to be something in this dump.
Stop it at you.
No, and thanks for leaving this gun on the table.
Oh, yeah? You're welcome to that ride, big boy.
Stay right where you are. I don't carry a gun of my own, and I'd hate to have to use this one. Even on you.
Don't let it cut your sleep, Sap. That rod's as empty as a stumble bump's pocket. Go ahead and pull the trigger.
Yes. So I see. You removed the magazine clip.
Yeah. I got it right here in my pocket. I also got a knife. So let's have some conversation out of you. What's the grip? Who are you? Plain clothes flap?
No, just a newspaper man who tries to help the police trap rats like you. And your slumbering pal over there in the chair.
Ah, nosy newsy, huh? After a story for your lousy paper. They'll get a story when they find you carved up in this joint.
You're pretty sure of that knife of yours, aren't you?
Yeah. It's quicker and quieter than a gun. And I'm going to let you have a taste of it.
All right. Let's see how good you are with that knife.
Plenty good. How will you have it? Come and get it.
Thus, Steve faces a cunning and desperate killer armed with a knife. In a moment, we'll come to the exciting climax of tonight's story, brought to you by Lifebuoy Health Soap. Friends, it truly is amazing, but doctors have proved it. Lifebuoy in your daily bath gets skin cleaner than any other leading soap can. Yes, after comparing the effects of daily baths with different soaps, the doctors made this amazing statement. Actually, you're cleaner, safer from B.O. when you bathe daily with Lifebuoy than when you bathe with any other leading soap. It's Lifebuoy's purifying ingredient that makes the difference. And remember, this purifying ingredient actually makes Lifebuoy milder, safe even for a baby's tender skin. So bathe daily with mild, refreshing Lifebuoy. Get some tomorrow, won't you? Now, back to Big Town at tonight's headline story of The Fatal Chain. A tip on a sensational payroll robbery resulting in a possible killing has led Steve Wilson to a hideout in the basement of an old house on the south side of Big Town, where he now faces a desperate man armed with a knife.
All right, big boy, what are you waiting for? Come and get your carving.
I'm in no hurry. I'm not going anywhere. In fact, I'll be perfectly satisfied to keep you here in this rat-hole hideout with your unconscious pal and your victim.
What are you pulling, fellow? What's the idea of stripping off your coat?
I'm going to use this coat to keep you from using that knife on me.
Yeah?
Yes. And to take that knife away from you if you make a break for that door in the hall.
Don't worry, pal. I'm not breaking for anywhere without the dough in that payroll satchel.
Oh, yes. You've paid quite a price for that money, haven't you? You've shot a man. You've double-crossed your partner and sent your woman accomplice out into the streets where she'll be picked up by the police.
How'd you know there was a dame in this caper?
The streets of Big Town have 1,000 eyes. And as many tongues. And your whole play was a stupid long shot that will get you the chair for that cashier over there on the couch. If he's dead.
Never mind that dopey cashier, and I don't care about the dame. I'm hauling out of here with that dough, and you and that coat wrapped around your arm ain't going to stop me.
All right. Come on, get your lasso.
Wait a minute, boss. Leave me in on this, Henry.
Be back, Harry. I think I know how to handle knife slingers.
Yeah, let's see if you do.
Yes. Now, drop that knife. Open your fingers and drop that
knife on the floor, or I'll have to break your arm.
Drop it. Okay, he's up. Beautiful, boss. Positively lovely, but watch him. He looks like a slippery slug.
Hold still, your rash. You're all washed up.
Not yet.
Help on me, boss! Wow. What do you know? I hardly clunked him. He wasn't nearly as tough as he thought he was.
They rarely are, Harry. Without a gun and a knife in their hands. But watch him. Well, I see if there's anything we can do for that cashier there on the couch.
Holy moly, he don't look like he is in very good shape.
He isn't. But someone has made a crude attempt to bandage his wound.
Maybe the dame was driving a car. I wonder where she is.
Well, she left here a few minutes ago. Lyle's trail.
Hey, mister.
Harry, this man is still alive. Get out of here and get a doctor. Phone for an ambulance.
I'm a double, boss. But how about this big ape in a chair and a slug on the floor? They are only temporarily incapacitated.
I think I can handle him until Callahan gets here. Get going, Harry.
Okay, I'll leave my trusty monkey wrench here in case you should need it. And look out, that dame will come back.
I hope she does, Harry.
The money. The payroll.
Take it easy, fella. They didn't get the payroll, but they got you, and you lost a lot of blood.
I'm responsible for that money. They tricked me. They switched guards on me.
We know that. It wasn't your fault. Now lie still and take it easy until we can get a doctor for you.
Who are you? What's happened to those men and the girl who tried to help me?
Well, I'm Steve Wilson of the Illustrated Press. Well, the police will be here in a few minutes. And an ambulance for you. So just lie still and take it easy.
The girl. Be careful of the girl. She's gone to get something to cut the chain. I pretended I was unconscious. I listened to them.
Don't worry. Just lie still. I'll take care of her. If she comes back.
I am back. Who are you, mister?
Well, hello. I may be the person who can save you from the chair if you'll put down that toy revolver and use your head.
So that dopey cashier ain't dead.
No, thanks to you. So don't spoil your chances by using that gun.
Don't give me that. I'm mixed up in this, but good. I'll get a big stretch no matter what happens.
Perhaps not. If you drop that gun and turn state's evidence.
Don't kid me. I'm going to get my share of that dough.
Not with that gun, you don't. Take her, Steve. I'll get the gun off the floor.
That's not going, Lorelei. I caught you right behind her. Thanks. Hold still, miss. You've had your chance. Hold still.
Okay. All right, I'll play ball. I'll shoot the works. I'll tell the cops anything they want to know.
Sorry, miss. You had to make one more try to get your hands on that payroll. Now, it'll be up to the police and the judge and jury.
What about that poor cashier, Steve?
He's still alive, Lorelei. Harry's going for a doctor. See if there's anything you can do for him, Lorelei.
Okay, Steve. Oh, that should be Callahan and his homicide boy.
Good. And as soon as they take over, get on the phone to City Desk, byline yourself the headline of this fatal chain of deadly circumstance.
So ended with the arrest and conviction of the ruthless payroll bandits and their treacherous woman accomplice, and the fortunate recovery of their victim, another exciting adventure in the newspaper career of Steve Wilson and Lorelei of the Big Town Illustrated Press. And now, before telling you of next week's Big Town drama, remember, your doctors have proved it. Lifebuoy Health Soap in your daily bath gets skin cleaner than any other leading soap can. Yes, you're cleaner, safer from VO when you bathe daily with Lifebuoy than when you bathe with any other leading soap. Ask for Lifebuoy tomorrow. Friends, maybe you've been one of the millions of people who climbed aboard the Freedom Train this year during its travels throughout the country. If so, you were privileged to see some of the actual documents that symbolize our American heritage. Let's all remember these liberties, won so dearly, are ours to defend as well as to enjoy. Now, as always, freedom is everybody's job. Next week, the makers of Lifebuoy bring you a hard-hitting story entitled Death by Plan. The saga of an escaped convict's fantastic revenge. Another exciting assignment in the newspaper career of fighting Steve Wilson of Big Town. Don't miss it. In tonight's dramatization, all names, times, and places are fictional, and any similarity to other names and places is purely coincidental. Big Town features Edward Pauley as Steve Wilson, Fran Carlin as Lorelei Kilborn, and was written and directed by Jerry McGill. And now, Big Town bids you good night until next Tuesday night, same time, same station, when you hear the newsboy calling.
Extra, extra, hear all about it. The story of Steve Wilson and death by plan, brought to you by Lifebuoy Health Soap, another fine lever product. Extra, extra.
New Rinso with Solium puts sunshine in your wash. Yes, rain or shine, new Rinso with Solium gives your wash an amazing new brilliance. You can dry your wash anywhere, and white clothes will turn out not just whiter, but actually whiter than new. And washable colors not just brighter, but even brighter than brand new. It's because new Rinso contains the scientific sunlight ingredient, Solium. New Rinso is so safe for clothes, so kind to hands. Find out for yourself how new Rinso with Solium puts sunshine in your wash. Only new Rinso contains Solium. Today, more women use Rinso than any other wash day soap in the world. This
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.